It's 8:47. We're going to take you up to Fernie right now and catch up with Roseanne Anselmo. Hi, Roseanne. How are you today?
I'm good, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning. How's the weather in Fernie? Did it quit raining there?
It stopped raining. It's a little cloudy, but we had some much-needed rain here.
Okay, very good. And your farmer's market goes at 10, so we might be coming up there to see you, actually.
Oh, well, that sounds great. let me know when you're there. I'll pop in.
Okay.
Say hello.
We'll do that. I wanted to talk to you about your song, about your music, a little bit about you. So you grew up in Fernie, did you?
I was born in Creston, and when I was a year old, we moved to Natal.
Oh, I was born in Creston, too. Okay.
Oh, were you?
And so obviously was it too, for your parents to get work then, is that right?
Yeah, my grandfather lived in Natal, and so my father moved there and helped out with some of the businesses there.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. How did you get into music then? Were your mother or father or somebody in the family musically inclined then?
Yes, it was my dad. Like, he played music constantly and records constantly, and he'd bring home, you know, the new albums, like, you know, the Beatles and stuff like that. And we'd constantly have music around our house. Yeah, he was a very good mandolin player. And I'd play with him often. When I learned the guitar, finally, at age 21, I think, is when I picked it up and started really playing.
I see. It's always interesting with musicians because usually they have to hold down a full-time job. It's pretty hard to make a living full-time unless you're really, really talented on it. But how has life played out for you then, Rose? What do you do for a living then?
Well, I worked for the RCMP for 31 years.
Oh, I see.
And throughout that, I was a dispatcher, I guess, a secretary here. And throughout that, I'd write. And then I'd get busy and put it away. And then I'd write and get busy again and put it, you know how that goes. And then finally, when I retired, I just 100% dived into it. And, you know, COVID really gave me the opportunity to join in on a songwriting academy. It was from England, and my little grandson is here. Anyways, and I just dived right into it and loved every minute of it. And I mean, I probably have over 200 songs for sure under my belt now. Some good, some not so good. But, and I like all kinds of music.
But I was reading on your resume, though, like when you were learning to write songs, obviously, you've met people I see from Portugal and Brazil and all over the place. So you've taken advantage of networking to learn to write songs. Is that right?
Yes. Through the academy, you know, we're worldwide. I wrote this particular song that we're going to hear, There Is Hope. I wrote it last year, and I just sat on it. And this year I thought, well, why don't I try to do something with it? So I got a hold of Patrick Byrne, who is one of our mentors on the academy. And he's actually Scottish with an Irish accent, but lives in the UK. And it's not often that, you know, they will look at something and say, okay, well, yeah, maybe this one will work. And sure, let's try it. And then I suggested, why don't we get, because on this academy, we're all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Some are songwriters, some are lyricists, some are producers, some are, you know, we come from all walks of life. So I said, why don't we put out to the singers and see if anyone would be interested? And so he sent me a sample of what he could do with that. And I put it out there, and we had to shut it down. We were getting too many. But, yeah, we have Lebanon and Portugal and Norway and Brazil, Australia, Berlin, the UK and Canada. So, yeah.
Well, I was reading that resume earlier. That's excellent. You got to work with all these different people. I'll tell you what, I can roll in the song. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the song before we play it here this morning then?
You know, I just want to say that the message there is just, it's an uplifting message, a message of hope. And, you know, we all need hope in our lives for everything. And so I'm just happy to share. Thank you for, you know, letting me share this with your listeners. And it's just a message of just keep on hoping.
I'm going to roll it in because you've sent me a nice little MP3 this morning. Can you hold with me, please?
You bet.